Reinforcements are headed for the battle zone in eastern Afghanistan as U.S. forces and their Afghan allies prepare for what could be a final assault on the al-Qaeda and Taliban mountain stronghold. Some 200 troops from the 101st Airborne Division, along with several Apache and Chinook helicopters, are joining another 1,000 Afghan soldiers as the Kabul government redoubles its support for the week-long campaign. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld suggested yesterday that the fighting could end as early as this weekend. NPR's John Burnett is in the Afghan town of Gardez near the front lines. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
More troops are going into battle. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we were driving down from Kabul this morning to Gardez, and about 40 miles outside of the city, we passed a convoy of 9 tanks and about 150 soldiers. These had been requested by the governor of Paktia province here. Gardez is the provincial capital. And they are being sent by the defense ministry to come join in this battle for the Shahikot Mountains. There's a couple of interesting things about this. In the first place, it's the first time that we have actually seen troops from the defense ministry. Most of the allied troops have been from militias trained by the U.S. These are actually Northern Alliance troops from Kabul and Logar who've been sent down here. And we think in part because there's a concern that the city of Gardez may need some more security itself. And also that they want to plug some of these smuggling trails that lead out of the mountains. There's a real concern that as the noose continues to be tightened on the al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters up in the mountains, they may start to flee in ever-increasing numbers, and there are just not enough troops around this massive mountain range to catch them if they do.
John, we've been hearing that the weather's turning really nasty there and that's a factor in the fighting.
I can tell you from a first-hand experience, I'm sitting outside here in Gardez, and I'm looking out over the mountains, and you can barely see this line of mountains that a few days ago was perfectly crystal clear. There's a lot of sand in the air. They had a ferocious sandstorm last night, and you can still see the results of that. A cold front came in. It's already quite chilly this morning. In Gardez, which is about 6,000 feet above sea level, you can imagine what it's like higher in the Shahikot Mountains at 8,500 to 10,000 feet where the fight is going on. We understand that some of the sorties by the U.S. aircraft have been curtailed also because the visibility is quite a bit less than it has been in days past. We have heard some of the high-flying bombers, B-52s, earlier this morning.
One Afghan commander calls this the last battle in Afghanistan. What's that? What does that mean?
Well, this also came from Afghanistan's interim chairman, Hamid Karzai. He said a couple of days ago in Kabul that this is the last and largest concentration of al-Qaeda remnants, he believes. But if you work the numbers, let's assume that it's 600 to 700, even 1,000 of these enemy fighters up in the mountains, which seems to be high to me. The estimates of the al-Qaeda members who fled the country was 5,000. So that still leaves many, many al-Qaeda unaccounted for. Did they go to Pakistan? Did they go to Iran? Are they down by Kandahar? I mean, no one is quite sure. So I think it's difficult to say that this is the last largest remnant at this time.
NPR's John Burnett in Gardez, Afghanistan.